Here's your money briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. As the demands of our jobs mount, so do the chances of employees suffering from burnout. And the inability to cope with mounting stress is especially pronounced among physicians.
A good portion of these physicians, nearly one in five, also reported that they were depressed, including the highest rate, 18%, with Generation X.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Brianna Abbott. She'll tell us the results of a recent survey regarding stress and burnout among physicians. That's coming up. Burnout can occur in any profession, especially those that are high stress, such as lawyers or emergency services. But a recent survey revealed that physicians between the ages of 40 and 54 experience a higher rate of burnout than younger or older physicians. And Wall Street Journal reporter Brianna Abbott is here to discuss. So, Brianna, what specifically was it about their jobs that triggered the burnout among the physicians?
So, physicians across the board, through all age groups, reported that administrative tasks or paperwork were the main driver of their burnout, with roughly 55% of them pointing to that as the main driver. Spending too many hours at work was also a top contributor. And then generationally, Millennials and Gen X doctors also cited a lack of respect from administrators, employers, or colleagues, and boomers also highlighted increased computerization and electronic medical records.
Now, the group that reported a higher level of burnout is often characterized as Generation X, but does this have less to do with their generational category?
Sure. It has more to do with their stage in their career. So Gen Xers right now, they're age 40 to 54, so they're probably mid-career right now. Stressful time. They're either up for a promotion, in a transitional phase. Maybe they feel like they've mastered the earlier part of the career and now they're just sort of continuing on their daily pace. And they have a lot to deal with outside of work, either raising a family, taking care of elderly patients, maybe more so than younger or older physicians. So it's not necessarily inherently anything generational, but it's more about where they are at just in their lives.
And how did this break out among generations in the survey?
In terms of generational breakdown, nearly half of Generation X physicians reported feeling burned out, compared to 38% of millennials and 39% of baby boomers. But roughly half of all the doctors surveyed also said that they'd be willing to take a substantial pay cut in order to achieve a better work-life balance.
Wow, it means that much to them to give up pay to find some inner peace and balance.
Yes, definitely. Burnout is really challenging, and a good portion of these physicians, nearly one in five, also reported that they were depressed, including the highest rate, 18%, with Generation X. So this is a sort of mental health issue as well.
And specifically, women reported significant levels of burnout.
Yes, across several studies, women usually tend to have higher burnout rates than men in medicine. And we think that that has to do with an array of factors. Some of them can include more increased time doing domestic activities, maybe discrimination or harassment, or a number of other things.
How is burnout typically defined?
Burnout is usually defined as long-term, unresolved, work-related stress that can lead to cynicism, detachment, exhaustion, or a lack of sense of personal accomplishment. And in medicine, studies have also linked it to decreased patient satisfaction in care.
And burnout among physicians is especially common as compared to other fields.
That's what we think. Burnout is particularly pervasive among healthcare workers, such as physicians or nurses, and at least one study published in 2019 found that physicians were at greater risk for burnout compared to general U.S. adult workers. And they also report being less satisfied with their work-life balance.
So what is the healthcare industry doing to address the high levels of burnout?
So for a number of years, the healthcare industry have tried a number of things, including wellness programs, hiring chief wellness officers, or reducing administrative tasks. And in the last several years, the rate of burnout has decreased slightly based on the data from Medscape, which is where the report is from. In 2015, overall, they reported about 46% of burnout. This year, it dropped to about 42%. So it's a small shift, but it's still pervasive throughout the profession.
The different generations reported interesting methods of dealing with burnout.
Yes, so the methods that they used to deal with burnout were also slightly different. For millennials, the top two things that they did to cope were either sleep or talk about it with family or friends. And the Gen Xers or the boomers were more likely to exercise or isolate themselves from others, though all generations did a mixture of different things.
But the effects of burnout can spill over to other parts of life outside the workplace.
Sure. More than two-thirds of these physicians said that their burnout affected their relationships with either their friends or their family.
But doesn't this raise a larger issue of responsibility on the part of the worker to find more of a work-life balance?
So, partially, but most of it tends to be a systematic issue, or at least that's what researchers say, is that burnout, especially in healthcare, has to do with the way that healthcare itself has sort of changed rather than the individual. And a lot of the things that they're reporting, more administrative tasks, more hours spent in work and outside of work doing paperwork, are really system-wide issues.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Brianna Abbott joining us. Brianna, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for The Wall Street Journal.